Sorry, I'm going to wait. I'm going to call the House Committee on Rules to order for Thursday, June 22nd, 2017. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3458.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3458 was originally heard on June 20th and directs employer and manufacturing sector to pay greater of daily or weekly overtime when employees eligible for both in same work week, defines work week for purposes of calculating weekly hours to work. We had a -5 amendment at that time. We now have a -7 amendment. The -7 amendment allows employee engaged in manufacturing to work up to 80 hours per work week if employer is eligible for undue hardship exemption. It extends the length of the period which somebody could have the hardship exemption to 120 days. In addition, the -7 also permits Boley to assess civil penalty of $2,000 for coercing consent from employee to work up to 60 hours in work week and $3,000 for coercion related to working up to 80 hours in a work week. We have a minimal fiscal impact on the -7, no revenue impact.
Vice Chair McLean.
Madam Chair, I move the -1 amendment to House Bill 3458.
Vice Chair McLean has moved the -1 amendment to House Bill 3458. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I want to thank Representative Holvey, our Speaker Pro Tem, and Representative Hack, our Minority Whip. They both have worked very hard to get to a consensus bill. I'm a big fan of Senate Bill 984, and of course a big fan of Senator Taylor and Canope and their efforts. I think the -1 amendment serves the interest of all better than the -7. And so certainly this movement of the -1 is in no way a reflection on the hard work by our representatives here, which I am very thankful for. I do believe the -1 would better serve all concerned.
Any further discussion? Yes, Representative
Barreto. Yeah, I would say, especially for the people that came in and testified the other day in the food processing and especially in the wine industry, you know, in the last couple of years, I think the wine industry has taken off in this state. It was one of those industries that we wanted to promote and bring along an important part of our economy. And I think to hinder that, I think by making policy that works against them would be a mistake. And I think Paloma Sparks testified the other day that, you know, when I asked her how long the current policy has been in place, she said, well, if you remember back to 2013 and or 1913, and none of us did, but here the statute's been in place as far as the amount of hours you could work in a day and a week. And to change that now, well, back then, yeah, hard labor, I mean, I can tell you just in the last 20 years, labor's changed just through mechanization and technology. And so a lot of jobs right now that we have are not difficult jobs when you sit in front of a computer terminal that runs a machine or you're watching a pump wine, you know, while drinking a cup of coffee. And so I think there are jobs out there that really don't require a lot of physical effort, but yet someone needs to be there manning the station. And so every job is different, and if we start throwing everything into one big lump and say, hey, nobody can work this many hours regardless if they want to or not, when the job is not that demanding, seems to be that we're not really taking everything into consideration. So I agree with the -1s, and I would like to move them, see them move. So,
thank you. Any further discussion? Sam, can you call the roll?
Representative Barreto?
Yes.
Representative Hack?
Yes.
Representative Holvey?
No.
President Cameron?
Aye.
President Nose?
No.
President Smith Warner?
No.
Vice Chair McLean?
Aye.
Vice Chair Rayfield?
No.
Chair Williamson?
No. Motion fails.
Madam Chair, I move the -7 amendment to House Bill 3458.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved the -7 to House Bill 3458. Is there any discussion? Sam, can you call the roll? Oh, somebody have a hand up?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
You know, I just thank you, Madam Chair. Just briefly, you know, I You know, I appreciate Representative Hack and Senator Taylor and Senator Canope, you know, trying to work this out. You know, this bill came to us with an agreement that it was agreed to and supported by AOI and Amanda Dalton and the Northwest Grocers and some of the food processors that she represents. And, you know, we worked really hard, listened to the industry, you know, tried to get there to a compromise that they could accept on the perishable products. And I thought we listened well and were at pretty close to an agreement on the Dash 7s. Subsequent to that, the agreement, they just are philosophically opposed to a cap. They will recognize that in the manufacturing industry, they're, you know, contrary to what Representative Barreto has portrayed. He may be right in some instances, but there's, you know, statistics will show you that it's a dangerous industry, and fatigue and working a lot of hours, you know, puts workers at risk. And I think that the Dash 7 was a reasonable attempt to accommodate our industries, and that they should be able to comply with the Dash 7 if it becomes law, and not have it to seriously impact their industry or their bottom line. So I'm supportive of the Dash 7. I hope that Senator Taylor and Senator Canope can continue the conversation on the Senate side and move this bill to fruition. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Hack.
Thank you, Chair. And I also would say, I want to say thank you to Representative Holvey and Senator Taylor and Senator Canope for their hard work and many others that came to the table. I would just add that I think there was some angst in the cap, obviously, and also in the lack of a definition of what some of the food processing and other folks felt as though there was too many gray areas that hadn't been clearly defined in the bill, and there just simply wasn't time to vet those out clearly. And so I understand their feeling in that and respected that, and I think that there was just some angst in not being able to clearly come up with a definition of what some of those definitions had been. Bowley struggled even to clearly define those. So I think while the cap was an issue, I think that there was clearly also an issue in the definition, and there were far too many gray areas that hadn't been worked out yet. So just in defense of some of those folks, I think that was part of the problem too.
Thank you. Additional comments?
Over here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to be a no vote today, you know, certainly not because I believe that we should have unsafe work environments. I mean, goodness sakes, we have laws on that already. So if we have unsafe work environments, that is already in violation of Oregon law. But what the challenge is I don't want to support this coming out of committee because I support 984. Senate Bill 984 is the better bill, and we should do that. I think I'd like to serve, Madam Chair, notice of a minority report. I'd like the House to be able to choose between the Dash 1 amendment and the Dash 7. And I think we there's a better way to do this. There's no perfect way to do it, and certainly the efforts to get to the Dash 7 have been fruitful. But there are some better alternatives. And the one-size-fits-all challenge in such a diverse state as Oregon, where we have all these different working environments, seasonality, you know, world-renowned for our agriculture, our wines, et cetera, it's just difficult to have a one-size-fits-all, you know, when you're trying to have folks who are on a deadline on programming software sitting in a loft in Northwest Portland. And at that same time, the agency is trying to regulate folks out in Yamhill County and Klamath County and on Malheur County who have demands in agriculture and seasonalities, you know, like I did growing up, where, you know, you'd have 16, 17, 18 hours of sunlight and you'd be working during the wheat harvest, very long hours. In fact, even in tonight would run night crews on cutting wheat. So in that respect, I'll be a no today, and in hope that the House can decide between the two alternatives, between the dash one and the dash seven.
Further discussion? All right, Sam, can you call the roll, please?
Representative Barreto?
No.
Representative Hack?
No.
Representative Foley?
Aye.
Representative Catmer?
No.
Representative Dose?
Yes.
Representative Warner?
Aye.
Vice Chair McLean?
No.
Vice Chair Rayfield?
Yes.
Chair Williamson?
Yes. Motion passes. Carrier will be representative.
Wait, that was just the amendment.
Oh, that was just the amendment. Oh, sorry. Okay. You got another one.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3458 with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved House Bill 3458 with a due pass as amended recommendation. Any discussion? Yep. Representative Smith Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to say I will be a courtesy yes on this bill. I believed that the dash five was a more fair to workers, lower cap, shorter exemption that I thought was very accommodating of the concerns that have been brought here. I'm troubled that we've expanded both the hour cap and the days without having, so that the advocates have continued to work very hard to get to good policy, as good a policy as they could. They have continued to negotiate in good faith with opponents who I believe have not, given that there is continued opposition despite that. So I'm sorry that we're not doing, that we didn't do the dash fives the other day. I also feel the need to comment on the negotiations, and I do have respect for the negotiations that happened in the Senate side, and understanding there was a lobbyist who was a lobbyist for AOI as well as for the Northwest Food Processors, and I find it inappropriate and perhaps even unethical that he would have been involved in both sides of this issue. I find that very troubling. We do a lot of work on good faith in this building and in this process, and those are the kind of actions that make it very difficult to continue that. I also just want to call out, I do want to call out the civil penalty, the penalty in this. I think this is very important. We have a lot of conversations about, I've heard a lot of people talk about workers who want to work more hours and as many as they can. And you know what? 80 hours a week, that's, you know, that's almost 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of work. Even if you are young and enthusiastic and you think you want to do that, you can do yourself harm. We're talking manufacturing. We're talking processing. And with a lot of equipment. I had the sad honor to read the names at this year's Workers' Memorial Day of folks who died on the job this year. And after years of decreases, there was a significant increase this year. I just worry about us doing anything that's going to make that, you know, make that more likely to happen. So with that, I will be a courtesy yes on this because I believe there's a lot of really important policy underlying those caps that I'm unhappy with.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I incorporate by reference my prior comments in the amendment. Aaron failed to tell me that when I was being irrelevant that I could have simply stopped talking, but
perhaps we thought
we
were being irreverent.
Somebody's going to do that.
We're not going to stop you. We're going to let you keep talking.
But but from a technical standpoint, my comments on the amendment really are more about this bill, and therefore I incorporate them for our legislative history. I also think that one thing that unites us all is that we're trying to get it right. We don't want to see injuries, and we all have our own experience. I grew up, and I paid my way through college working, and one of the ways I earned money was wheat harvest around Condon, Oregon, and we did work more than 80 hours during harvest. You have a very short window, and you had a lot of daylight and a lot of wheat you had to get in the elevator. In a short amount of time, and so it fortunately did provide me with an opportunity, and so there's a way we can get this better, and that's why, again, I'll be on this bill, advocate for passage of the Dash 1 on the floor when we run the minority report.
Okay.
And thankful to everyone involved, because I believe everyone's working hard to come up with a good solution in a very diverse state. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll just say, Vice Chair McClain, as somebody who also worked the fields growing up, I just want to make it clear for the record that this bill does exempt ag.
My understanding, though, is that it exempts it not from the within a 80-day for within a window of 120.
Do you want to answer that?
Well, certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. It's my understanding that this bill is about manufacturing, and you can go back and continue to do your wheat harvest at whatever hours were applicable before this bill would pass or not. Certainly, the Bureau of Labor and Industries is in the room. If you want a more definitive answer from them, it might be appropriate.
Well,
but I will say that I don't believe that harvest in the field is impacted by this bill. This bill is based on manufacturing at a facility.
Well, my personal anecdote, notwithstanding, that was my experience. We didn't have the luxury, like you city folk, of big manufacturing firms in our little town. We just had flags whipping in the wind and amber waves of grain.
So,
but at any event, there is a time and a place, and that's why the Dash 1, I think, would be better.
Representative Barreto.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I do have a manufacturing company, and I can tell you that we don't work people this many hours, but for someone to sit in front of a CNC machine while it's spitting out pieces and all they do is measure pieces every now and then, it is not great physical work. Now, if the machine alarms, if it goes down, you need someone standing there to shut it down. But in manufacturing, just like in a lot of other industries, that there are variables as far as how much or how hard someone has to work. And so that's why when we start talking about this, you have a carve out for ag, because it's different. But some of this manufacturing, the food processing comes under that category, can be still sitting in front of a monitor just watching it, waiting for an alarm to go off. I mean, we have firefighters that work 24 hours a day. They may fight three fires a day. They may not do anything all day and sleep 12 hours. So, I mean, maybe not 12 hours, maybe just 8 hours. But at any rate, all these jobs are different, and they require a different type of physical and mental work. So, to put everything carte blanche into one manufacturing bill saying you can only work this much time just doesn't seem to meet everyone's needs.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Smith. With all due respect, and what this bill would cover is we're talking like seafood processing, which is hard, physical, slippery, stinky work in the most and important work. I know many folks who have worked on fishing boats. That's a great way for folks from here. I know I have friends who have worked on boats in Alaska, and I know that's not part of this. But we're talking onshore processing that continues to be hard, physical, slippery, dangerous work that can now be done up to 80 hours. And the last thing I want to say is 80 hours, you can hire two people at 40 hours apiece, a 40-hour, which is your standard full-time work week.
Can we get in an argument here?
Oh, I'd love to.
No, thank you.
I wouldn't hire just anyone to sit in front of a CNC machine and operate it. So.
Any further discussion?
I don't know how to combat that.
Form a union.
All right.
The answer for everything.
At least you have a local solution.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, we have a due pass motion on the table. So, Sam, can you call the roll, please?
Representative Brett?
No.
Representative Pack?
No.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Kenner?
No.
Representative Nils?
Yes.
Representative
Warner?
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain?
No.
Vice Chair Rayfield?
Yes.
Williamson?
Yes. Motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Holby. Now you need to serve.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, I do want to serve on the record notice of a minority report. I think the goal for me, anyway, would be to give our House members a choice between the Dash 1 and the Dash 7. So I want to do that to you to serve notice now.
Okay. Thank you.
Carrier
is Representative Holby. We have two no votes already. Oh. So, yeah, we're good. Representative Holby will carry it. I will close the work session on House Bill 3458. Aaron, do we have anything?
You do not. That is the
All right.
agenda.
We're adjourned.
You do not. That is the
All right.
agenda.
We're adjourned.